wanted to basically update you on what's going on. I like to deal with things head on. I think it's just going around and leave people in the dark about, you know, stuff that right now. So, yesterday, we had a news article go out about some of the things that I was discussing that we already had discussed about some of the deficiencies that we've had over the whole season. It wasn't just a particular one event, but over the whole season. And it was issues that we talked about that especially to happen when you have this many people that try to train about a small renewable operation. So, whoever it is that feels that this is thing to do, you bring in attention not only to the department, but to yourself and all your peers, friends, family, whatever. That's cool. That's what you feel like you gotta do. Go ahead and do that. You're gonna still keep on doing what we do. The director met with us yesterday. He conveyed his feelings on the whole situation. And this is pretty much what I'm giving to you right now. So, it's unfortunate. It happens. Maybe the first time, it won't be the last. But we're going to continue to do this. And the expectation is that you come here to do this. If anybody is caught associated with anything like that, the penalties can be great. So I'm calling y'all together now. Just go ahead and let's put it out and let's talk about it right now. So we can get it out of the way. Because if anybody caught sitting there having sideline conversations about this, or the mind of somebody else, or let me send it to this person, let me do that, that can connect you with something that's frowned upon in the organization to take internal stuff and leave it out to me. So please don't engage in all that. I'm putting it out right here, right now. It ain't nothing to whisper about, it ain't nothing to worry. Nothing gonna happen. We're gonna keep on doing business. That's it. So if you all grown people, you do the choice you do, you do what you do, but I'm just don't get caught up in that. It's news. It is what it is. And now it's gonna continue to go on. Now the director also is calling for his own evaluation. But he's gonna bring, like I told y'all before, he's a consultant. So he's reaching out to experts everywhere, bring them in. But now they want to evaluate our processes and our procedures. What are we doing? What are we not doing? How are you? How are your training? How are we logging? So, they want to ride with you. Let me see, do you know what you're supposed to be doing? All that is what we're about to go through now. Same way they did with the police department when all that went down and they brought the experts in and they come in and go through their whole department to see where the weakness is, who's doing what, that's what we're going to go through. And that's cool. Y'all come on, you know, because I believe in my professionals that we have in here, you know, and I ain't never sold it as we perfect. I never sold it yet. We're a work in progress. We're trying to get better. We're trying to do what we do. But I don't have to hide about my deficiencies because I never sold it that we didn't have it. And I welcome anybody that can come and show us a better way to do it. Come on in, show it. You're the expert, let them know. Yeah, we got people that have been doing this 10, 15 years, but if somebody can come in and show you a better way, come on. So I'm just asking, be mindful of that, you know, be business professionals at all times. As these people come in, they evaluate us, they evaluate our processes, our procedures, our equipment, you know, work with them, do whatever you got to do. The director's going to come over and meet with the group next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe both days. As he told us yesterday, he's going to start spending a lot of time over field maintenance, him himself. He has a pilot's license, he has runway access, so he's going to be out on the runway. So he wanted the first time you've seen the director in the truck out on the runway. He has the radios in his own Jeep now, so he's going to be coming out, riding the runway. He already did 2 field inspections yesterday. And prior to that, came in at 4 o'clock in the morning, went over to ops. So be expecting, you know, for him to pop up at any time, just evaluating what's going on, to see if there's any truth to the article. But the article was stretched for person's personal gain, whatever it was. So he's going to come and check and see if there's any validity to that. It's no secret that we got some new foremen, we got some new employees that just started, that's still training. But are you being receptive to the training? How long have you been here? If you've been here 3-4 months, you know, it's expected that you should be able to go and start up a truck, and you should be able to go up and down the runway and turn it left and right. That's expected that you should be able to do that. They're going to check that. They're going to see. The director is very big on customer service, as I told you. So he's going to come over and see the attitude of people, talk to some of the employees, see your appearance. You know, how you selling yourself? How you doing your job? Are we following some of the procedures and policies that we have in our own building? I see doors where we got
We ain't say keep this door closed at all times, but the door's open at all times. You're going to come in and you're going to monitor all that. A lot of the stuff that we think is petty, oh, that's petty, man. Why are you? Well, it's a policy. And it's there to protect us in certain things. But those type of things are going to be right away from questions.